It is Wednesday morning. I'm pretty sure it's still Wednesday. The Open Line program on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Our in-studio guest, Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Well, thank you very much.
I was talking about my cat again. I get, you know, talking about my cats. And I've got the two of them. You know, I've got the 9-year-old tortoise shell. She's just as sweet can be. And I got the 4-year-old boy who, from time to time, is just a total terror. This morning, he was like eating a piece of trash he found. I guess my wife had a little bath bomb thing.
Oh.
And she left a little piece of plastic on the rim of the bathtub. And Monty found that. And he was like, oh, this is delicious. And I had to take that from him. He was mad about that. So he jumps in the tub and starts harassing Henley, who hops in the tub for whatever reason at 4:30 in the morning to watch me or whatever.
Oh my gosh, too early.
He's harassing her, so I distracted him so she could escape, and he's mad about that. And then he starts fighting with the little scrubbies, you know, in the bathtub, so I had to turn on the faucet to get him out of there. He was mad at that. And then we went out in the living room. I gave him his treats, but he wanted more treats, so he was mad at that. And he starts just running up and down the hallway like he's got anger. He's got anger issues. Do you know any cat psychiatrists?
No, but I have one, and I know. They have
weird.
A mind of their own.
They're not from our planet. They're just weird.
A little different.
Yeah, what kind of cat do you have?
He's not tortoise. What's the one that's like that, though?
A calico, but that would be female. Most calicos.
Or maybe
are.
It is tortoise. I don't know. He's black, mostly black with a little bit of red and brown. And
But it's a he.
Yes.
Okay, because that would be a very rare calico or tortoiseshell to be. It's one of those weird cat things. They're always, always females.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So it's probably something else that we're not even considering. So anyway, the topic this morning is what's going on in Coffeyville. And I know you've got a recently printed list of things to share with us.
Thankfully, everybody saved me today. So. Yes, so a few things going on, but I wanted to start off by saying a reminder that the Leadership Coffeyville applications are out and open, so this is a really good opportunity to develop your leadership skills, learn about the strengths, opportunities, and challenges in Coffeyville. You get me as a great facilitator.
So there you go, right there.
And yeah, and it's just a good time to get connected with everybody and get engaged in the community. So make sure if you're thinking about it, applications are at the chamber, or you can just call me, and I'll be happy to tell you about the class and how it works. But applications are going on right now, and then the class will start in August.
Okay.
So, perfect.
Plenty of time to get ready.
That's right. Shout out to Coffeyville Community College. The Red Ravens Academic Challenge Team traveled to Salina, Kansas this past weekend and competed in the state tournament. CCC finished out the round robin with a perfect record.
Mm-hmm.
Took the number one seed. So, shout out
to
them.
Way to go, Red Ravens.
That's right. Academics and athletics. We have it all. The frog slide at the Coffeyville Aquatic Center now has a new name. Meet Mr. Ribbits.
Mr. Ribbits.
Miss Nichols' Sturgay class at the elementary school submitted the winning name and got a photo opportunity with him. So,
I'd probably come up with something really creative, like the frog slide.
No, the frog. No. On a similar note, not frogs, but, you know, it's turtle season right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've seen posts on Facebook about how the rain has got all the turtles moving.
They're all moving. They're crossing the highway. So I just tell everybody, just be careful. We want to love them. We don't want to run over them. But you got to be safe on driving. So that's most important.
Yeah, if you stop the car, you're going to get rear-ended by somebody who's not watching the turtles. And then they're going to just push your car into the turtles, and it was all wasted effort.
No, you definitely want to be safe more on the driving. But if there's nobody coming, you can straddle it, you know.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
I see that from time to time. Somebody's, like, out of the car, picking up a turtle, pushing it over to the side. That's not where I was going. I was going the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going this way now, pal.
Oh, poor things.
Yeah.
So if you have school-age kiddos and need an educational activity to do with them over the summer.
And you will.
You probably will. You'll need to keep them busy. There's a Sunflower Summer Program. It's through the state of Kansas. I've got the link in our newsletter, or you can just call the chamber and we can send it to you. But it's all kinds of activities and programs, some right at home and some things you can go to. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun. So. CRMC Retirees Homecoming is coming up. It's a National Hospital Week, and they're hosting a homecoming for all the retired associates and physicians.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to be laugh, memories, food, everything. It'll be on Tuesday. Whoa, wait. That was yesterday.
But it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I was thinking it was next Tuesday. Well, it was in my newsletter. Sorry. Well, they did. They did have a lot of fun, so it was cool.
Mm-hmm. And it was a good opportunity to see somebody. You know, it hurts when I do this.
Oh.
Well, then don't do that.
But they're all people that worked there before, mm-hmm. so they...
Well, you still run into somebody at the Walmart or something. You look like, yeah. like a retired doctor.
That's true. So First Baptist Church announces their summer movie lineup. They're going to start on May 27th, mm-hmm. and you just basically bring out your lawn chair and enjoy the evening. But you can go to their Facebook page for all the dates and times and all the different movies. And then that also this summer is the Midland Theater's movie lineup, which we talked about.
Right.
We did the voting. I don't think they have finalized the lineup yet, but they got all the votes in, and now they're
we're just waiting for the official announcement.
And but those will start
the searchlights and everything, mm-hmm. and the.
But that's two different great programming, opportunities for. Yeah, I love those movie nights. So.
And the weather's certainly cooperating now.
Oh,
anyway,
it's finally good. Yeah, which means also it's mowing season.
Okay.
Plants and mowing and all that fun stuff that goes with all this weather.
Yeah,
so
the pollen kicking up.
Oh, and, allergies too. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, John's Tire has a big selection of mowers, and so they're just reminding everybody that if you don't need to go out of state, don't need to go out of town. We've got a couple places here in town that
you
do
never
that.
Need to go out of town. You need to spend your money right here in town,
right.
because when the money you spend here stays here.
Exactly.
Put down that website. Just shop here.
Shop here. Shop local. Shop now.
Yeah.
Shout out to CVR for volunteering their time putting together a foosball table that they had donated to the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh.
So the kids are going to love it this summer. That program is packed. They're always full. So another little fun thing for them to do. So that was good. Also, shout out to Security First Title as being the Chamber Platinum Spotlight. They provide title insurance, ABSTAT products. They're really great professionals, really good service, but they're one of our members, and we wanted to give them a shout out. We also have some new members and businesses in town. Brandon, I'm going to say his name wrong, Donna.
How's it spelled?
With Farm Bureau, D-A-H-N-A.
Donna, probably.
Is it Donna?
Yeah,
that's what
I was
thinking.
Guess. Yeah.
He's with Farm Bureau, and he just joined the chamber. Indy Brewworks, which is the brewery over in Independence. Love them. They're awesome, wonderful people.
I enjoy their product.
Yes, very good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know why all of a sudden we're getting lots of businesses that have cocktails, but Osage Springs
it's
Vineyard.
It's that time of year,
it
young
must
lady.
Be, I guess so.
Liquid refreshment is the order of the day.
I guess. So we have the winery. Osage Springs joined us. We're mm-hmm. excited about that. And then the last one was called AVA Energy Expeditions, and he does drone work and 3D footage for companies. And so,
ever tell you
four
what my,
great, wonderful ones.
Ever tell you what my favorite wine is?
Mm-mm.
I don't want to work this Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Thank you.
Well,
I get paid for those, by the way.
Good jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about some events coming up, because that's always the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
So graduation, of course, this weekend for Phil Kinley High School and CCC.
And everybody's very sad about it. Graduation, you know, the kids moving out of the house and joining the military or going to college or going to VOTEC or whatever. And, you know, the students, they're very, very unhappy about leaving school and having summer off. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Heartbreaking time.
So excited.
Yeah.
Well, I have a daughter graduating as well.
Oh, congratulations.
And so that's been keeping me busy.
Yeah.
It's
how long are you letting her stay?
Well, she's going to stay and go to the CCC
mm-hmm.
For at least a year. So she'll be here at least one more year to transition, and then we'll see from there.
Well, my twin brother and I graduated high school in 1973, which is probably before you were even born.
That was the year I was born.
Okay, excellent. My father was like, well, nice knowing you. You're 18, you're a high school graduate. Good luck.
I know. Well,
off to the Navy.
Times changed.
Yes, so. They have, haven't they?
Okay, next up is May 21st is the Cruise in Coffeyville event. And basically just everybody gets their classic cars and any car. And,
right.
and they do a cruise down 8th Street.
And that's a lot of fun, too. We had something like that up in Chillicothe, Missouri, that my station provided the music for. So I was like the disc jockey for that. And just seeing all the old cars and the people getting together on a nice kind of sultry summer evening and just enjoying themselves in the town square. It's a lot of fun.
I do. I like those.
Mm-hmm.
May 24th is the mother-daughter tea party with the Coffeeville Recreation, so make sure you get signed up for that. That's always a fun, fun day. Of course, I've talked about this before, but on May 26th is the Chamber's 115th celebration.
You don't look a day over 100.
And I don't. I know. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. I would love to see everybody stop by and celebrate with us. I mean, I just love to see people. I'm just a people person. So come see me. But also, we're looking for items for our time capsule. So businesses, individuals out there, if you have something that you want to include, let me know. We'd love to get a big, wonderful slew of items to put in that. So, yeah.
You got a list of items so far? Or
People that are giving some stuff, but they haven't told me specifically what they're dropping off. So, and I'm going to include, we're going to create a little list of, you know, what the music was this year and what, you know, top everything. And
maybe recording from the most popular morning talk show.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe that would be your
We can figure out where we get a copy of that.
Well, I was also trying to figure out what media to use because I'm like, whatever we put, will it be opened or usable?
Yeah, because you look 10 years ago, it was like CDs.
Yeah.
And 30 years ago, it was cassette tapes.
I know.
And before that, vinyl records and reel-to-reel tapes. And I mean, VCRs. Who's got a VCR anymore?
I know. Yeah. So that's what I'm like, I don't know what kind of thing. So
they'll find something. They'll be advanced. They'll know some. Well, this looks like it should be played on some sort of analog device. Does anybody have an analog device we could dig up?
Yeah.
So yeah, just nobody expects you to know what the technology is going to be 100 years from now. So just go for it.
We'll just go for it. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
May 31st kicks off the Tyro Rocks VBS, so that's
Vacation
always,
Bible School?
Yes,
right.
But it's a huge one. They actually bus kids in from all over this county.
Right.
So it's a really nice, awesome one. And then June 4th is the Brian Kneasley Memorial Demo Derby. So we love our demo derbies in this area.
They rock.
They are very popular. Yeah. We love them here. So
great way to take out your aggressions on your fellow
exactly.
man.
Exactly. So
nothing
June
personal,
4th.
Jim.
Get your tickets for that. It's going to be fun. And that'll be kind of like a preview before the demo derby that happens during the Fair and Rodeo, which is in August. So, and then the last date is actually not coming up right now, but I want to go ahead and get this on everybody's schedule. October 8th is the date for our Hops Around Town Brew Fest. It'll be our third annual. This event continues to grow every year. And this year we're excited because we get to have live music, lots of bands. We have a barbecue cook-off. We've got people coming from all over.
Beer and barbecue?
Yes.
Try keeping me away.
Exactly. It's going to be awesome. And we are doing a one-day sale for some special pricing. So July 15th, put that on your calendar. And then you can come by the chamber or online. We'll have tickets, but there'll be a special price. So if you get it on that one day. But I'm super excited. It's going to be a big event. It doubled in size last year. We expect it to double in size again this year and just continue to grow. So follow our Facebook event page, and that'll tell you all the details about it. So,
all righty. Yeah. And Candy Westbrook getting us all up to date with all the stuff, what is happening here in our fair city. Again, how do folks get in touch with you over there at the chamber?
Okay. We got an easy number to remember, 251-2550.
Okay.
251-2550. Of course, you can go to our website, our Facebook page. You can send a pigeon. You can come in the chamber.
Pigeon.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever works.
Tie your note to a cat. The cat will follow the pigeon.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or just come in and see us. Our icy machine is up and running now.
Oh.
So come in and get an icy. And
very popular in this kind of weather.
It is.
Yeah.
So come on by.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us and getting us up to date on all this stuff here at the Mighty 690 KGGF.